Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned into Home, Helen Arm, Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. On today, we'll be talking about praying the Word of God and the relevancy and the efficacy of the Word of God. On today, we're going to be looking at some of the scriptures regarding the Word of God. And we'll be walking through the Bible on today. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. Peter recognized, and in this passage of Scripture, recognized the importance of the child of God growing. And in order for us to grow, we must stay in the Word of God and begin to cultivate our life around the Word of God by eating it, reading it, meditating on the Word of God, asking God to open our understanding when we don't understand the Word of God. Because it's so important and vital to us, we must please give me understanding. And the more we ask of God, the more God is going to speak unto our heart. Psalm 19:8 states, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And see here, when you begin to read the Word of God, it's going to enlighten you. It's going to open up your understanding. And especially when you receive the Holy Ghost speaking it. That if you want to understand more about God, just begin to just read His Word and ask of God, and God will give you understanding. States, commandments, right, and the law is instruction, are the way of life. And so it comes to give us instruction as well in our lives. In our life, we need to look up and say, God, what are you doing right now? Because we must recognize that Jesus, he was the carpenter. And so sometimes when our lives seem like it's in an array and things are just seem like reaping havoc and you wonder, God, how did I find myself to be in this position that I'm in right now? We must step back and say, God, what are you really doing? Give me understanding so I won't be kicking against the prick, so that I can understand what you're doing, so I can agree with your will for my life right now. Maybe God is saying I'm purging. Maybe God said I'm taking a lie that you really don't need right now. The things that maybe be toxic that is in your life, maybe God is saying I'm uprooting all of those things that will not profit you. And things that will not bring the fruit that God is requiring of us as children of God. So when we grab a hold to the mind of God and receive instruction from the Word of God, then we can walk in a place of peace to receive from God. Oh, yes, Hashalabo. Psalms 119 and 40 states, the psalmist begin to say, thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth thy word. God's word to our heart and comfort to our mind. We begin to understand who God really is. Jeremiah, he stated that the word of God is like a crushing hammer. Over in Jeremiah 23 and 29, it said, is not my word like as a fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that break the rock in pieces? And so those hard places, those resistant places, those hard things that come up against you, you can take the word of God and begin to speak to those hard places, and the word of God will begin to crush it just like a hammer. And so engaging and utilizing the word of God, you can break down those bone-like resistance and those walls that comes up against you because you have learned how to speak forth the word. Then Jeremiah states that it's like a devouring fire or flame that will come and consume. Jeremiah 5 and 14 states, wherefore thus said the Lord God of hosts, because ye spoke this word, behold, I will make my word in thy mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them. And so God's saying that once you get my word in your mouth, you'll begin to speak forth my word, and my word will go out of my mouth, your mouth as God's mouthpiece, and consume that which is coming up against you and fighting up against you, because he said, I will make them like wood, and I will use your mouth to be like fire, to speak forth my word, to consume that which trying to consume you. Oh, come on, child of God. Power of God, the word of God. And in order to speak forth the word of God, you got to get the word of God down in your spirit and down in your mind. And sometimes you need to just cut and come on and just put your hands. in your hand. Father, we are the body of Christ, and we've been redeemed from the curse because Jesus bore our sickness, and you carry all of our diseases in your body, and by your stripes, Jesus, we are healed. And Lord, we forbid any sickness or disease to operate in these bodies. Every organ, every tissue of our bodies will function in perfection in which God created it to function. We honor God and bring glory to God in our bodies, in our mind, in our souls, because we give our life to you, Lord. And God, we have the mind of Christ, and we hold the thoughts and the purpose of God's heart in our soul. We are believers and not doubters, and we hold fast to the confession of our faith. We decide to walk by faith, to live by faith, because your word declared that the just shall live by their faith, not by my circumstance, not by what the doctor said, not what my checkbook said or bank account said, not what man said, but what God said. We're going to look in the perfect law of liberty, O God, which is your word. God, I ask that you stir the listeners' hearts to go back to the word and eat the word, and Lord, put it in highly esteem, more than their own necessary food. I ask, O God, that you will stir a hunger down in their soul for you and you alone. Wake up their spirit man, Lord, and let them cry out, oh God, what must I do to be saved? And I ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them into all truth by the power that is invested in me. Faith come by hearing, and hearing is going to come by the word of God. Jesus, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, and his love abides richly in you. And we keep ourselves for the kingdom of life in your love, in your word, and the wicked one touches you not, child of God. Yes, you may tread upon serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy, because we're going to take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart, because greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. You have been delivered from this present evil world, and you are seated with Christ in heavenly places and reside in the kingdom of God's dear Son, and the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus have made you free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. God didn't give you, child of God, the power or the spirit of fear, but he giving you the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. God is on your side. He is your good shepherd. He is your father. He is your mind regulator. He is your heart fixer. So get on up out of that stupor. Dry your tears out of your eye. Make up up in your mind. For God I live, and for God I die. You are my shepherd, and I shall not want. Open your mouth, child of God, and talk to God. Invite him in. He'll work it out. Oh, yes, he will. He'll open the door. Oh, yes, he will. He'll break away out of knowing. Oh, yes, he will. He is a heart fixer. He is a mind regulator. He'll prepare the breach. He'll put things back together in order. Just trust him. Open your mouth and praise God and give him the praise that he wants from you. Give him the glory that he's desiring out of your life. Back the cancer, gotta back up. Hallelujah. Everything that's not like God, poverty has to back up and bow down and come up out of your life, because the God in which we serve, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you asked or even think, child of God. God is able. I bring to you God in your house. I bring to God on your job, in the car. I bring to you God said that he is going to do it. Trust him. Hold fast to the word that has been promised unto you. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare back up. Don't you dare believe that report. You put your trust in God and in the word of God. I know that God is able. I know he is willing and going to do it for you. Go back to the word of God. Begin to read in the word of God. If you don't know where to start, even just start reading the Proverbs. Read the gospel. Read the epistles. God will meet you there in his word, because he loved you just that much and he care about you. You are not going to perish. This test will not overthrow you. Stand in the shadow of the Almighty and knowing that God loves you and God cares for you. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. I pray that God will undergird you, because we pray and ask these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In my closing on today, if you want to send me a message, a blog at my website or at the email address, HelenArm@msn.com. Let us know if this has been a blessing unto you. Please remember, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just a question away from your blessing. All you have to do, the Bible said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. In my closing words on today, keep asking. Keep knocking at the doors of God. Keep seeking. God is going to do it on your behalf. The Bible said we have not because we ask not. Don't ask amiss, but ask God. God will do it for you. Talk to him. He's right there. He's just a prayer away. He's going to do it for you. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, child of God. God is working it out on your behalf. Nothing's too hard for our God. God is going to do it. He loves you. He cares about you. And so do I. May God richly bless you on today. Until we meet again at our next session on tomorrow, please tune in. Please know that we're so glad that you welcome us into your home, into your place of abode at this time. And so, as we close, we say, may the Lord God bless you and keep you and undergird you. Remember, take time out and read the Word of God. Commit it to memory. Put it down in your spirit. Begin to prophesy and speak the Word of God over your family, over your body, over your children, over your circumstances. God said He watched over His Word to hasten and to perform it and to bring it to pass. God is working it out right now. Just trust and believe Him. May God richly bless you. You have been tuned into Home.